If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor Siobhan Scott.
Within the what we've seen of Jen Soto doing those interviews and talking, if she is innocent and really knew nothing that was going on here, what would explain all the contradictions and such that she was giving out? I mean, or is there really no explanation for something like that?
Yeah, I don't think there's an explanation for it. I think the contradictions are damning, you know, saying that, oh, I saw her getting ready for school at 8 a.m. when, you know, the possessions, the book bag was being dumped in the trash at 7:30. So I fully expect there are going to be charges coming here. I don't think there's a way out of that.
What I also found interesting and tell me if this is common of someone who's making up a story, is a lot of detail. Details mm-hmm. where they weren't even needed. I noticed she was jumping in there. One of them, they were talking about searching in the woods, along a riverbank in the woods where she had talked about going, the other part of this conversation. And they're taking vehicles in there. I don't know what type of vehicles they're taking in there. Nobody's mm-hmm. asking you what type of vehicles they're mm-hmm. taking in there. Like, mm-hmm. is that a common thing where you go into too much detail and that ends up sinking you?
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, I'm trying really hard to tell a story here. Mm-hmm. And so coming up with things that are not even relevant, that carries yeah. some meaning. It seems odd.
And if you're just not a good liar, which I don't think she is, there was little glimmers of, I think, the facts of what she knew versus of the facts of what everybody else knew that came out. One of those moments being when she was asked, okay, are you going out and looking? Are you doing anything? No, I'm sitting out here by the phone. I mean, it's not mm-hmm. 1995. I challenge her to if she even has a landline.
Right.
Why would you not be on the ground? I mean, at least making it look like you're looking for the little girl. I mean, it almost seems like she was reserved to make this look, if you want to look suspicious, she's doing everything to make this look very suspicious. And even telling the interviewer, you know, they're out there, they got the dogs, they got a piece of her clothing, they're searching, but I don't think they're going to find anything there. Who says mm-hmm. that? Who says, mm-hmm. What was that?
Right. Yeah, I think we can say Jen does not appear to be terribly bright, and neither does Stefan for that reason. Not adept at their storytelling here.
No, not at all. One of the other accounts that we heard from some of the friends of Madeline that she had been telling her friends that when she turns 13, which she just did, she wants to go live in the woods. There's a lot of ways, I guess, that could be read into. To me, it's like, well, if you're in a happy, loving home, you're probably not wanting to go live in the forest. Right. That seemed to be almost, you know, like I'm ready. I want to go do this. It makes me wonder a little bit about if that was part of her idea, part of her plan of I'm going to go live in the woods. Yeah. Did this come up in a conversation with Jen and Stefan? Why would you do that? Because I don't want to keep being abused. I don't want to keep living. I'm going to expose you, basically. And that is kind of what I'm wondering about motivation here is, was she about to expose these two? And the only way to stop that is stopping her.
Yeah. And turning 13 may have been the pivotal moment in her life that she was anticipating. Mm-hmm. And so I think it carries meaning that she's killed the night of her birthday party. You know, I mean, how horrendous is that? And there's probably some kind of meaning there that maybe she did express herself turning 13 and say, I'm not going to go along with this anymore.
Yeah. And it was her standing up that my assumption based on what we know thus far, that maybe that was the catalyst to, well, we're not going to get exposed. So she's not going to continue on. Yeah. Just a horrible case.
Horrible case.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.